for Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
Beef exports were coming off of a record value year, so it was incredibly impressive to see first quarter exceed that pace by double digits.
That's U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Borer, who says U.S. beef exports closed a strong first quarter on a high note as March was the best month ever for red meat export value.
Korea is really the big story, roughly 35% growth in those chilled volumes. And when I was in Korea earlier this year, it was just absolutely evident that the market is on fire and they're having essentially a steak craze over there. So just a super exciting red hot market. And if we look at Japan, we're also seeing larger exports on the chilled side in the first quarter, but frozen was, of course, slowed by the frozen safeguard, which was still in effect through the end of March, and that tariff dropped from 50% down to 38.5% on April 1st. So we would expect those frozen volumes to tick back up again. For pork exports, March was also very strong because, again, we're looking at huge volumes last year. So being able to hold with that these volumes, especially when we are talking about a slowdown in China, given the surge essentially in their pork production and their sustained low pork prices, which really haven't come back at all thus far. So we knew that the rest of the world was going to have to step up, and that's indeed what has happened. So similar to beef, Korea has been the big growth market. And of course, South and Central America have been strong growth markets, record-setting markets, and even Mexico. We're basically holding steady there on last year's record pace, and seeing that continue is exciting, and it's also critical as we do need to have all markets firing to sort of take up the slack. As we know and expected, China's market would cool.
That's economist Aaron Borer. And now with more cattle news on Ag Life, here's Patrick with a report on an organization that's focusing on the animals.
Bill, it's good to know your threats.
So we shared some insights with our attendees about animal rights activism.
That's Hannah Thompson-Weeman, Vice President of Communications with the Animal Agriculture Alliance based in Arlington, Virginia. She's speaking about the recent 2018 Stakeholders Summit in Arlington, bringing more than 300 attendees together to discuss animal agriculture, and they learned about animal rights activism.
And we also talked about some of the groups and individuals out there who are just opposed to what we do in animal agriculture, regardless of our efforts to continuously improve in key areas. So we shared some insights with our attendees about animal rights activism. What are those groups doing? What tactics are they using? And how can we both prevent them from being able to influence our industry?
And if you couldn't attend, well, you might be able to see a lot of the information that was presented there.
If you weren't able to join us here in Arlington, we will be making as many videos as possible of our speakers available via our website. So stay tuned to animalagalliance.org and the hashtag AAA18 so that you can check out our great speaker lineup from the comfort of your own home or office.
Again, that website is animalagalliance.org. As the West starts to heat up, there's always the threat of wildfires on grazing land. Ethan Lane is Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Federal Lands.
Wildfire is one of those defining issues that it's if you're on the other side of this ledger, if you're in the environmental community, that has got to be the most conflicting thing in the world for you because, you know, all of these resources that those folks claim to want to protect, whether it's sagebrush ecosystems or, you know, endangered species or any number of things. Wildfire wipes all of that out in the blink of an eye.
And Ethan Lane says that the cattle industry has the real solution to prevent all this devastation.
For all of us that deal with this stuff on a daily basis, that think about these issues, we know that the quickest way to reduce that catastrophic threat is through grazing and through responsible management, to get those fuel loads down and take care of the ecosystems that we're supposed to be protecting. Locking the gate and putting our head in the sand and pretending that, you know, nature will sort of take care of itself is simply not a rational way to look at this stuff. We're managing landscapes and have been for the entirety of you know, European civilization in America.
For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.